The Bailey & Harding Ultrasound System is proudly sponsored by Innovate, the UK's best-loved trail shoe and apparel company. This month, we're giving you guys a chance to win a pair of brand new Innovate Trailfly trail running shoes. The Trailfly's 4mm rubber studs are perfect for gripping rock and hard-packed dry ground, and the graphene grip rubber outsole has also been improved from previous models to give better traction in wet conditions. These are my go-to day-to-day shoe, and I absolutely love them. To win a pair, simply head to our Instagram page, at Ultrasound System Pod. Click the link to enter in our link tree and wait for that lovely email from Innovate telling you you're a winner. If you can't wait that long, you can get a big old 15% discount on any full price kit you purchase from the website with the code BHUSS15. That's BHUSS15. Innovate in a great more like. On with the pod.
Welcome to the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. I am Anna Harding.
I'm Ali Bailey. This is episode 54. Why not enter Grand Tour Escador?
Oh, I love it!
Hashtag not allowed.
We have got a cheeky discount for that.
The Grand Tour Escador is a 48-mile race that goes up Escador. Now then, it's a good beginner's ultra. It's in August. I think it's like the first week of August. And there's a cheeky discount. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You've got to go in the social group. You'll find it. If you go to the event in the social group, you'll find the cheeky discount. Great.
This ties in really nicely, Ali, I believe, probably with what your win is going to be for this week, I should think, because you went out for a lovely little trot with some bloody legends. Didn't you go up Skiddle?
Yeah, I actually had a double win.
Oh?
This pod is all about doubles. Double uncle, fun, a bit later. Two uncles to introduce you to. Double trouble, me and you. Offs.
Yeah.
That's what they call us. No one's ever called us that.
Fearless leaders, I've seen yeah, written down.
Are fearless leaders. I've seen other things written down, which I won't repeat. And double win. It's a double, double win.
Okay.
So I went to the Lake District at the weekend. I don't know if you know, guys, but I'm on tour. So I did a little speaking thing at Reghead. Oh, my God, Reghead Services is amazing. It's like a tiny Gloucester Services. It's in Penrith. Yeah, Penrith. It's in Penrith. No, and it's really, like, it doesn't look like much, but then you go in it. Oh my God, it's got all these shops, like outdoor shops, ooh, hidden in a service station.
Yeah.
And a cinema. It's incredible. Incredible.
Wow. A cinema at services?
Yeah. So on the way to Penrith, there's a service called Reghead Services. And you drive in, and it looks just like a petrol station, right? But it's, you get on the back, and there's like a world of wonderment that's a bit like Teletubby Land. So there's a big thing, a mound. Yeah. You go in it.
Yeah.
There's outdoor shops. There's an amazing cafe, like a mini Gloucester Services cafe. There is a deli, and there's a two-screen cinema.
I love that.
It's so good. It's
great.
So good. So it was there, the talk. And then on Saturday, I had a talk at Keswick Mountain Festival.
Yeah.
And my friend Kirsty was like, can we go for a run on Saturday? She went, and Kirsty went, yeah. Now, Kirsty's like the social glue of the Lake District. And she was like, can I invite Elise Downing? And I was like, sure. Elise wrote that book Coasting about walking around the outside of the UK. I'm like, sure. And then I got a message from Sam. I can never pronounce Sam's second name. Is it Lesur?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Lesur sent me a message saying, do you want to go for a run on Sunday? And I went, I'm not allowed because Coach Holly has said no running on Sunday. And then suddenly Kirsty's like, do you mind if Sam and Hannah come on Saturday? And I'm like, Kirsty's the glue. So we ended up with me, Elise Downing, Sam Lesur, Hannah Rickman, and Kirsty on this like epic 14-mile trot up Skiddle.
Well, it looked glorious. And I'm not going to say I was jealous, because I think jealousy is a terrible trait. But what I was living vicariously through you all, having a wonderful time. Because it looked like you had a lovely day for it.
It was.
And just what a girl squad.
It was extraordinary. It was extraordinary. So Elise is a North Face athlete. She's a runner, but she is more of a walker, aka she walked the entire of the outside of the UK of Britain. And if you want to read her book, Coasting, it's really, really good. Then obviously you've got Hannah and Sam at the top end, and then me and Kirsty in the middle, being bang average. Well, Kirsty's not average, I am. But it was so nice. I was a little bit scared, obviously, like that they would be like pushing, and I had my spine bag, which is really fucking heavy. First time I had it, but we had such a nice time, and it was one of those days in the Lake District where you all decide you're moving to the Lake District, because it was clear, so completely clear.
Aww.
And we did the set 14 mile route from Crossthwaite car park that took in 7 Wainwrights. It was mental. Seven, and it went up Skiddaw down the ridge, then did the three along the ridge, the lot of little outbacks, but just the best day ever. And it was just so nice to hang out with the winners, those women. And then on Sunday, I saw Laura Llewellyn win the Harbos 200. I did a talk with Nikki Spinks and Jenny Graham, and I was like, what a experience. I bumped into Louise Minchin at that talk. What experience to share space with
Oh,
like
nice.
those women, like
Strong
just,
women.
but it's mad. It's just mad how many of them there are, and how great that is. Because we talk a lot about there not being, you know, there not being an equal split in the sport. I know that Jenny's a cyclist, but still, she's a pretty extreme cyclist. And then obviously Louise does triathlon and swimming and cycling and running. That is what triathlon is. And but just to be like, it just was so inspiring. And Kirsty said something on her Instagram, which I really liked, and that was like to be inspired in real life as opposed to be inspired by something you've seen on the internet. And it was just absolutely banging. And then in another week, here we go, that I got to the car park after my talk, and I found on the floor a patch, right? And it was the T round patch. So the T round is a run from the George Fisher Tea Rooms in Keswick all the way up and down all the mountains that you can see from the tea room. So it's pretty gnarly. Can't remember how long it is, but it's a gnarly one. It was a hot day. And someone had finished it, and then you get a patch, like a little sew-on patch that says George Fisher Tea Round on it, and you can stick it
Nice.
on your things. I was in the car park and I found it on the floor. And I
Okay.
thought, oh no, it's like 9 o'clock at night. It's like someone has done a really big day and they've got their patch and they've lost it.
Stolen valor.
So I stuck it on myself, yeah. So I was like, I'll go in the Facebook group and see if there must be a Facebook group. I'll put the patch in the Facebook group and see if anyone's lost it, right? Went home, got in my car, put it on the Facebook group, drove back to Leeds, got back to Leeds and realised I'd lost an AirPod.
No. Oh my
I'd
goodness.
lost an AirPod. So I looked on my Find My AirPod, right? And I was like, it's in that bloody car parking across the way. It's fallen out of my thing in the car. And I was like, it was like the nicest day of the year. So it's not going to be there anymore. Or if it is, it's been mashed into the ground by someone's bloody camper. Anyway, suddenly my phone pings. It's somebody in that group. They're like, it was my patch. They actually said to me, I was very discombobulated when I'd finished the round.
Great. They used the word of the
Do
week.
you think that? I was like, could you be a podcast listener? I don't. But anyway, whatever. I
Could
was like,
be.
hey,
Could
James.
be.
Hey, James, who lives in Fife, have your tea round
Hi, James, who
patch.
lives in Fife. Hopefully, you are
Hey,
listening.
James Crozier, if you are listening, have your tea round patch. I had a postcard for good measure.
Hey.
And I thought that was a nice thing for me to do. But I felt fought it inside. I didn't write it down anywhere or say I was inspiring. The next thing you know,
Instead,
my phone pings. Kirsty's found my AirPod in the car park across the way. She'd gone to
No.
cross the way and she'd found my AirPod. And I was
No,
like,
she's such a good
what a
friend.
good friend. And like, flipping heck, that's it. That's the karma, isn't it? You give the patch, you get the AirPod. You give the patch, you get the AirPod. I
I
was
love
thrilled. I
that.
was thrilled.
Good.
And I'm waiting for him to come home. Come home, baby. Get in your little pouch with your other little pod. He looks like he's been run over or chewed or both, but I think he'll be okay.
Can you do find my AirPod while it's in transit, like while it's being posted in the postal system?
Not sadly not, because you have to have like had connection with it. The last time you connected with it, it'll say the last time you connected with this AirPod was 2:18 in the car park. So that's where
In
the
the car
last place it
park.
was. You can go back to it. But I think as you get near it picks it up again. Yeah. So maybe as it
Okay.
comes near, go watch this
You'll
little
get a little ping.
it's but you might have run out of battery by now, because that was 3 days ago. So basically, double win. Winning all
Dubla
round.
win.
Everyone's a winner, baby. And I tell you what, go on my Strava, people who are trying to bag Wayne Whites, look at that route. It was brilliant. Brilliant.
Was it a Kirsty? Was it a Kirsty Reid route by any chance?
Kirsty Reid route. It wasn't a scamper route. It was a scamper route. But Hannah's off to Jura this weekend. So good luck, Hannah.
Nice.
What are you? What are your wins?
My, when you just said about your look at your Strava, something came up in your Strava on your Strava and like plonked itself in my feed. And
to
I
your
was
feed.
like, this is really funny because I thought that it was the run that you'd just done with all of the legends. And you use a program called
I
Bandoc to just
do.
name your
I
runs.
do.
And I thought that this was the one where you'd run with like Hannah and Sam and everyone. And it says they left me for dead. Well, I was near death. So fair play. And I thought that was the run that you've been doing with them. But then the run that you've been doing with them then came up with something else. And it's I solemnly swear that I'm up to no good from Harry Potter, which I
Perfect,
enjoyed.
perfect. But I prefer the other one. They left me for dead.
I
After all of that waxing
know.
lyrical, actually, I was crying at the bottom of the hill. They were just like, "You're rubbish," and they just left me there. The other day, I got one that just said, "There's no I in pie." I was like, "Perfect." I love Bandock. Bandock makes
Oh.
things fun, doesn't it?
Funny. Although sometimes, so Bandoc, you can sign up on the website and you just link your Strava to it for anyone who hasn't used it before. And it just automatically renames your Strava activities from just morning run. And sometimes though, because there is also a cyclists
It's because Strava does everything, doesn't it? Cycling,
yeah. So
birth,
sometimes
birth of a
it will.
child.
I wonder what. Oh,
What
what
is
it'll
it going
come
to call the
up
birth of your child?
with. Yeah, sometimes it renames activities with like cycling
Well, they're
related
all
stuff.
from films and songs and like popular culture, aren't they? So yeah,
Yeah,
sometimes people write
yeah,
underneath on my Strava activity like, "Oh, I love that film." I'm like, "What film?" Because I'm quite
yeah.
stupid, quite dim. What we used to
No
call it
wonder.
in Bournemouth, a dinlo.
Dinlow. Oh, can that be word of the week?
Dinlo. Yeah,
Yeah.
dinlo, to be stupid, to not know very much. Try and use it at least once this week, listener. Dinlo.
Yeah.
Try and use it to surprise me and Anna when we don't know that you're a podcast listener.
I love that.
What's your win
Right.
then?
So win this week is standard. I'm stealing somebody else's win because that's what I do these days. I haven't got anything interesting to
No,
talk about
you're
anymore.
just growing another human inside your own body. That's not a win in itself, so.
No. My win this week is somebody else's, and that somebody else is Immo Body.
Oh, in my body. Do you reckon that's her real
But
name?
yeah.
It's a good name. Is her name Imogen? Is it Imogen?
Yes. So, as we speak, listener, Immo is on the ascent to Snowdon. So, Immo has been attempting the Three Peaks World Record 2024. Which is basically doing all three peaks, starting with Ben Nevis and running to the next one, running in between each one, basically. So she's already run up and down Nevis, run to Scarfell, up and down that. She was up and down Scarfell in like less time than it takes me to run a marathon. It was pretty impressive. But she's covering like 100 kilometers plus per day
Yeah, it must be like, I'm like, because
for
when
the
I
last
just look at that and think
5 days.
that's like joggle, but not, because you got Ben Nevis, Scotland, Scarfell, but then I suppose it's like right on the edge of Scotland, isn't it? And then Scarfell's the middle of,
Yeah.
and then obviously Snowdon is North Wales, so it's just
Yeah.
like a chunky
Yeah. It's a big
monkey.
chunk. It's not the whole length,
No.
but she has done juggle.
Yeah, I know she has.
She's
She's
the
youngest person.
youngest person to do that. So she's currently 6 days and a couple of hours in. So I just wanted to give like a massive shout out, really, because I've been following her story vicariously, as I do with everything with running these days, through the means of social media. She's got a fantastic social media team behind her. That are doing all the updates and stuff. And I just think, like, so she was trying to break the record that was set in 1979
What?
by Anne Sayer, who did it in 7 days and 31 minutes.
When's
Okay.
that?
So,
1970 what?
nine.
Oh, different time.
Different time. So, I think, what she's doing, what Imo's doing is like hugely inspirational to women. I think it's an incredible feat of endurance. Like anyone who looks at that and goes, I could do that, I think is slightly off their rocker because it's like it's she's doing the impossible. Basically the impossible.
How,
The
where,
training
what's
that
the
she's done.
running? Is the running on the road?
There is quite a lot of road sections, yeah.
Hmm.
They had a little police escort along the road from the police in North Wales yesterday, which was nice.
Well, maybe the police should be doing something more important. North Wales.
Huh?
Especially in North Wales. There
I
is
think
no
that's crime central.
crime rate in North
No
Wales, that's
crime in
fine.
Wales.
Be nice about Wales.
So yeah, so I just think that, she's been absolutely brilliant in, I cannot fathom the training. She was like sharing some of the training that she's been doing over the last year or so, and they were doing like simulation weekends where they were literally like simulating exactly the conditions, the elevation, the distance that she was going to have to be doing and stuff. So yeah, she's well ahead of the record at the moment. She's 6 days in at the moment, so she's got a full day basically to go up Snowdon. And then you've got to get to the finish, which is at Castell Caernarfon. So you have to like put your hand in the water over there.
Christ, because that's
Yeah.
annoying. Like you get to the top of Snowdon, you're like, right, now
Done
in the spiky kingdom. Shit, that's the problem.
it.
That's going to be the problem. What's the route to get
Yeah.
there? Like, is it north to the water?
No, it's like northwest.
Okay, right, okay. Because I was like,
So you don't go through like
otherwise
Llanberis.
you're going through like the
Yeah.
Carmarthen Fan or Carmarthen, yeah, not Carmarthen fans, you're going through the Carmarthen, I thought that what they're called. The Caened Eye. I like the Caened Eye are like a roller coaster. They're so steep. So I imagine she's going on the road.
I don't think she's going over the tops.
Good.
Yeah. I think she'll be roading it. But all of this is obviously incredible and like just absolutely blows my mind. However, when I woke up this morning to check in to see how she was doing, I felt her pain because we're also going to have to put Imo's world record attempt as the grim, I think.
Controversy corner,
Or
controversy
in the bin.
corner, or in the grim bin. What's she done?
This is horrendous.
No, don't. What's she
Like,
done?
imagine how you'd feel.
Is she wearing a little crop top?
No, she's not. She's wearing a vest.
She's wearing a
She's had
sports
some pretty
shoes
hot
vest.
weather.
I know she's sponsored by sports shoes, isn't she?
So they posted an update this morning. Recently, we discovered some surprising information. Anne Sayers' record from 1979 was not the overall Three Peaks record as previously thought. It was actually surpassed by Arthur Eddleston in 1980, who completed the challenge in 5 days, 23 hours, and 37 minutes.
Right, but he's a man.
This news, which had largely gone unnoticed and was not as well documented, prompted a discussion among our team. We decided to focus on bringing recognition to this remarkable endurance challenge, regardless of who held the record before. Our goal remains to claim the UK Three Peaks national record for female fastest known time. We hold great respect for both Arthur Eddleston and Anne Sayer and feel privileged to be part of this enduring legacy. How
Well,
annoying is
I always thought she
that?
was just going for the female record anyway.
She was going for the world record, and it just so happened that the last person that they thought that had done it was a
I thought
woman.
that Rhys Jenkins did it recently.
Three Peaks?
Yeah. I'm gonna do
Don't know.
a little bit of
You go.
IRL hunting.
Well, either way, even if Reese has done it as well, she'll still be going for the female fastest known time, and she's still well ahead of Anne Sayers' record. So I just think, when you've done all that planning, all that training, all that moving and getting to that point, I cannot imagine the reaction on her crew bus to finding that out. And it gives me a little bit of Hardest Geezer vibes. Remember when the Hardest Geezer guy did the Africa run and then it came out that actually he wasn't the first or fastest or
I
whatever?
just.
I didn't
One of
want to
my
bring him up, but
problems. One of my problems. Did you see the Hardest Geezer and Rishi Sunak going for a run?
I did.
It was funny. The Hardest Geezer has run so far that he shrunk. So Rhys Jenkins did the joggle with the Three Peaks in it. He holds the record for the joggle with the Three Peaks in it. So that's my friend Rhys.
Yeah.
What about? My thing about this, I think that what Imo Bodie does is incredible. She's very inspiring because she's so young. I love it. It's like
Yeah,
inspiring
she is.
a new young, the young bucks to come up
Yeah.
and doze, if you want to use the analogy of deer. Oh God, I'm so partridge. Help me. But and there is a but. You don't have to do these fucking insane events, guys. It's like
No,
the hardest
no.
geezer and her and all this, like, oh, you're doing these amazing world records. It's great. But just look a little bit for Copart and look at what people are doing there. And like, I think there's a lot of like the biggest, it's the greatest showman of like, we gotta do this. And it's like, it is inspiring. But when you like with Imo, I'm not fucking like trying to yuck her yum, but I look at it, she's not wearing any kit. She's just running with no bag. She's got like tiny little,
Yeah,
she's like, she's
but
front.
she's got
I'm
crew.
just like, oh my God, I'd love to run like that. I would fucking love to run like that with no bag. And I'm like, I do not, I know how hard it is. Believe me, I've run Lands End to John O'Groats. I know how hard it is. Like, but I'm like, there's so many controlled things going on here that it's not possible for a normal human being with an everyday life to even consider being able to do that sort of stuff. It's so,
No.
it's sponsored by sports. She's got vehicles, she's got crew. It's great for her, but it's not a thing that is like aspirational IRL for normal people. Same with running the length of fucking Africa. Like, I love it. It's great. I have such respect for these athletes, but I do think that it's very like the top end. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get real much more inspiration from like Kevin Munn doing his 100 milers at the age of 78 or 75, whatever it is. Like,
Yeah.
and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Anna. So, am I moaning?
You are a little bit, but what I would say as well was you're saying about like how it's out of reach for like normal people, and that like that's absolutely like I don't have any interest in trying to do what she's done at all, but I find it exciting to watch. I enjoy being an onlooker, but there's plenty of other stuff that other people do as well that is potentially within reach, but I enjoy being an onlooker and I'm still like, I wouldn't fancy doing that, like Dragon's Back. But also you were saying about how it's not necessarily within reach. There's, not normal people doing it and stuff. And you mentioned about running the length of Africa. Now, actually, that takes me nicely just into a little mention for Dio.
Oh, yeah.
So Dio Cato is currently running from Cape Town to London. We've mentioned him before, but for those who don't remember, he's running the length of Africa, then up through Europe and finishing at Downing Street to tell the history of human migration. And he's currently in South Sudan, and he's covered. I've got no
A
idea how much
long
he's covered.
flipping way, guys.
A very long way, but he's like 42 weeks into this. He could have grown a baby in this time.
Off. He hasn't yet.
Well, technically not. Oh, sorry. He's covered over 700 kilometers, and over 8,000 meters of elevation.
Ooh.
Oh no, hang on,
That's
no.
not very far.
What? 8,000 kilometers. I was going to say 700 doesn't sound actually that much in the 30, 40 weeks, but no, it's 8,500 kilometers.
Exactly.
So yeah, go follow his journey. Deo runs, DEO runs. And all of those updates, because that is something that's endurance. That's bloody logistics as well. He's had right old issues with visas and all sorts. But yeah, I think, look, there is a place for all of these big things. And I understand what you're saying is that, we're not all able to do these big things, but still nice to watch them.
It is.
Still pretty cool.
It's trying to do
Still pretty cool.
14 countries across two continents, covering 14,000 kilometers with 53,000 meters of elevation.
So he's
Eight times
over
the height of
halfway.
Everest.
Yeah. So he's over halfway. But the thing is with this as well is that the mainstream media don't like they love to shout about it and broadcast it. This is the other thing, and we've talked about this. Was it with Hardest Geezer or was it something else? Oh no, it was Jasmine Sparkley,
Jasmine
the
Barkley.
mainstream Jasmine Barkley, Jasmine
Popular old
Sparkle.
runner.
Hey, if I'd completed the Barkley marathons, I'd probably change my name by Deepo.
Fucking hell, if I complete the Barkley Marathon, you'd never hear the end of it. I'd have it tattooed on my face.
I'd probably have to stop doing this podcast with you because I'd be sick of hearing about
100%. It wouldn't be called, it would be called the Bailey Did Barkley podcast, and it would just start every episode with, did I say about time around the Barkley Marathon? Well.
Yeah, so the mainstream media love jumping on these sorts of things, like the big endurance challenges. And I think that's probably another thing that is a bit of a bone of contention for you potentially,
I just
is
think,
that.
I just like, I'm no, I just, I don't know. I don't really know. I'm like, I think it's fucking great. I really do. But like, when I talk to people, and I'm doing it now with talking on the talk, that's why I'm on talking talk, people come up to me and they're like, I don't, I'd love to be able to do that. And I'm like, do what? And they're like, to be able to go to park run or to be able to do a half marathon. And they're like, I just could never do anything like that. I think presenting people, I wish mainstream media would cover it more. It's not to do the, what these people are doing is incredible. It's the coverage. It's like saying, like, it's kind of an all or nothing thing, really, isn't it? It's like, you either do an absolutely insane, massive, huge, brutalist, hardest thing, or you don't do anything at all. And people get like, well, do you get it with coaching? People are like, I'm not ready for a coach yet. And you're like, well, if you feel like you're not ready for a coach, you're definitely ready for a coach. I'm not good enough to have a coach. It's like, you don't need to be good enough to, if you're good enough to have a, if you're the perfect runner or the perfect strength and conditioner, you don't need a coach. It's like we want people right at the start of their journey. The cleaner you are, the better. The less habits you've got, the better. And I just feel like really, like, it's fucking great, but it is the top end of endurance athleticism, you know? And
Of course.
as long as we remember that, and like, it's great. I don't really know what I'm trying to say, but the other thing is, it's sponsored by sports shoes. Sponsored by this. Why are they doing it? I can see why Dio's doing it because it's very clear what the message he's trying to like hammer home. Like, I could, I, but like, with the hardest geezer in her, I'm like, why are you doing it? Like, I'd like to know why you're doing it. Like, if it, is it
But
just
she was
to,
doing it to get the world
yeah, she
record.
was, but like, there must be another fucking reason she's doing it. Like, I'm not saying that it's a bad reason. I just would like to know more about the reasoning. When I did my shit with that company I used to do, my whole thing was to inspire women to do things that were hard. That was my numero uno. And so I think
But
Imo
that's
probably
what
does
she's
that.
doing. I think that's what she's doing. Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
know. Anyway, I'm
Excellent.
confused and tired. What do you think, listener? What do
Have
you
you?
find inspiring? Let's do an Instagram post. Who do you in the world of endurance, not Jasmine, find inspiring and why?
Did we do that before and everybody said Jasmine?
No, we said who would you put in a poster in women's running
No.
in the running thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Have you got anything grim for this week?
Yes.
Go
The
on.
Dark Side of the Washing Machine. It's a new album from Taylor Swift. The Dark Side of the Washing Machine. You know when you're in the kitchen and you put a wash on and you're like, what's that? What's that noise? Click, click, click.
Yeah. What have I put in there that shouldn't
Yeah.
be in there?
Click, 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 click.
It's
You're like,
ripping everything that's in there. All the things that are coming out are going to have rip holes in them. Shit.
what if I put in the washing machine?
Yeah.
And then you
What
said,
did you put in the washing machine?
I don't know what I put in the washing
What?
machine. I don't
How do
know.
you not
At
know?
the time, I'd lost my AirPod. I was like, oh, my fucking AirPods in the washing machine, but it wasn't. So I later found out it was the car park across the way. But I don't know. I've looked in the washing machine. I can't find any evidence of click click. I'm thinking maybe it was a pound or something that's got caught in the seal. But it did remind me of a time when I've put my iPhone in the washing machine and
What?
I watched it. This was when I was drinking, and I watched it for about an hour and a half with a bottle
You
of
know you can
wine.
stop washing machines,
No,
don't
it was
you?
full of water. There was no way I could stop it. I couldn't stop this washing machine. So I had this bottle of wine and I just sat there like I was watching a shit film, watching it go round and round and round. And then when the washing machine stopped, I opened it, got it out, switched it on, it worked. What a thing.
What? That's incredible.
For about a week, then it stopped working. Anyway, that's
I
my.
think when you get your iPhone wet like that, you're supposed to not immediately turn it on. You're supposed to wait for it
It
to
was
dry out
already
before you turn
on.
it
It had
on.
some messages and everything that they come into it while it was in the machine.
Wow.
So Partridge.
What have you put in a
Have
washing
you ever
machine
put
that you
anything in the
shouldn't?
washing machine that you shouldn't, Anna?
No, I don't think so. I did see something the other day where someone was like, "Oh, how do I clean my race vest? Because I don't want to put it in the washing machine." I was like, "Put it in the washing machine."
Yeah,
Do you put yours in the washing
yeah, on
machine?
a low
Yeah.
cycle. If you put it on a high one, all the branding and all of the reflective comes off if you put it on a high cycle, but if you put it on a low one, it's
Yeah.
fine.
But I think, but that makes click, click, click noises because there's like little, you know, like the little toggles, like the little elastic bits where you like tighten them up.
Yeah, but a top tip, listener, put it in a pillowcase.
Pillowcase. Yeah.
And it went click,
That
click,
stops
click.
click, click, click.
But anyway, I don't know what it was. I just think that it's interesting. So another poll that I'll be doing later on in the year, everybody, is what have you accidentally put in the washing machine? Desperate for content here. I'm scraping the barrel of the
Owls.
machine.
The barrel is getting very
Yeah,
scraped.
what have you accidentally put in the washing machine?
Brilliant.
Listen.
Shall I give you get in the bin?
Yeah.
This weekend,
Yep. What, the one just gone? Yeah.
I went to a dog show, little dog show, just a little fun one. Not Crufts or anything
Don't
like
you
that. It was
just
just.
love it how nowadays it's like fun dog show? So like, I think it's so the serious people don't turn up.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, but serious people did turn up because I went.
All right, best in show.
Well, so I basically obviously took Ralph along, and we were aiming to get him entered into the category for most handsome because he is the most handsome dog. It's just a fact. There was no parking, so we were super late. So we were too late to enter him into Most Handsome. But the next best category that we could enter him into was Best Biscuit Catcher.
Oh, interesting category.
He's very good at catching biscuits. And I was like, he'll win this hands down.
Pause down.
So, thank
Or pause
you.
up.
Balls up.
Yeah.
So, entered him, took him into the arena, along with 23 other dogs. And
This is quite a Ramaland dog show.
It was in like a big park
Was
in
it
Milton
just a
Keynes.
dog show, or was there other things going on?
No, there was like other bits and bobs. There was like a big swimming pool where they could jump in. You could have a go at fly
Was
ball.
it like a dog conundrum? Was it like a dog festival?
Conundrum. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Were there people
It
there
was
that didn't
great.
own dogs who were just walking around dog perving? But there were.
Well, the last time I went to one of these sorts of things, I bumped into a girl that I went to high school with and hadn't seen since high school. And we were like catching up, and I was like, oh, where's your dog? And she was like, oh, I don't have one. I just came because I like dogs.
That's it. That's fine. And that's
I was
fine.
like,
That's fine.
it's the sort of thing I would have done pre-Ralph. So we went into the arena and we were 23 out of 24 dogs. We got the judge was basically going down the line from one to the end, throwing biscuits for them to catch.
What sort of biscuits? What flavour?
Well, just those like really cheap baked ones. So I'm surprised he even bothered trying to catch it, to be
Listen,
fair.
if Ralphie's anything like Baby P, no. She's no. That's like the loads, that's like the Biscoff of biscuits. Pickle wants like a Jammy Dodger or like a, she wants something nice. She wants a
Yeah.
macaroon. She's not putting
Yeah.
up with this cheap fucking gravy bone bullshit. Sometimes
Yeah,
people give
gravy
her a
bone.
gravy bone and she just looks at them like, you're on fucking crack. No. And
So does
she'll
Ralph.
spit
He
it
just then
out.
like spits it
Yeah.
out. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well,
Actually, no. Thank you. Ugh.
yeah. So he caught it and then spat it out.
Boy.
And then the spaniel next to him also spat hers out. So then basically, in order to judge who was their top three, they then did a public vote whereby they went down the line, read out the names of the dogs, and people had to cheer for their favorites. So it was obviously based on looks. And I was like, Ralph's a shoo-in here. So I was making him look all cute. And he was like sitting down nicely. And I was like getting him to like lie down. And he was being a good boy. And they got the woman, the announcer got to the end of the queue, got to Ralphie's bit, Ralphie's like position, and read out the wrong name, said like Albie. And I went, no, there isn't an Albie. Like, we've already gone through this. We'd already gone through it once when she was shouting his name out for the biscuit. And I went, no, he's not Albie. This is Ralph. So, anyway, Albie, who didn't exist, got a massive cheer, which was clearly for Ralph. And then I was like, no, this isn't Albie. This is Ralph. And she went, oh, Ralph. Silence. And I was like, he's been fucking robbed. A robbery took place at that dog show this weekend.
So who won?
And
The
I.
ghost dog?
No, the ghost dog. No, the ghost dog didn't win because she was like, oh no, that one's not here. And I was like, no,
What
she'd
is
have got
she?
the cheer for my
Who is this
dog.
woman? What's her name?
I don't know, but I want to find her.
She's not a professional dog
Ask
judge.
her
This
some
is not professional
questions.
dog judging.
No, so Ralphie was very, very upset, but we took him to the swimming pool and he got to jump in for 5 minutes after the balls, and he drew quite the crowd because he was so funny. He just kept jumping, like literally, I didn't even have to throw the ball in the end, he just jumped in.
This is literally like the opposite of how Pickle would have behaved at their dog show. There's no way she just, I can't take her to a dog show. She would have hidden behind my legs. She would have tried to bite everybody. I would have got her near the water. She'd be like, I'm not getting in there. I'm risk averse. No, I might drown. Let me, like, ugh, it's dirty water. It's had dirty dogs in. Like, so I'm jealous that you can take him to a dog show. Did he win anything?
No,
Did he get
absolutely
many
nothing.
packs though?
He did get lots of pats, and he made a girlfriend. He had a girlfriend, Peggy. She was a
What?
chocolate brown sprocker. Yeah, sorry.
Peggy
Well,
Pickle. Who the fuck is Peggy?
but Pickle's got another boyfriend
Got
anyway. He
loads of
told us last week.
boyfriends. Yeah, she's open to offers and a girlfriend called Lemonade.
Well, there you go.
It's Pickle's
There
world.
you go.
Yeah, and she and there was we, oh, I met some well good dogs at the weekend as well, like a baby Alsatian coming up, Skiddle. Hello,
Oh,
and
stop it.
a little black sprocker called Dora, and she was going up her first mountain. She was only about three. Dora the Explorer.
That's cute. I
Yeah.
love that.
I wish
But
I'd
yeah,
seen
it
Ralphie doing
does.
his flying pigs off of the thing.
I'll send you a video.
Yeah.
It does just make me worry a little bit about having a child, though, about how like overprotective I was of his
What,
winning.
you gonna
Like,
take your
it
child to beauty pageants?
not beauty pageants. Oh, yeah, no. I was thinking more like sports day. I'm going to be the
Ooh.
competitive mum, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Don't turn into
yeah.
parkrun, Mum.
No. Oh no, I'm not going to be parkrun mum.
No. No.
No. So yeah, I'm putting that dog show in the bin. There's been a robbery and he doesn't deserve it.
I'm gonna put something
What are
in the
you putting
bin.
in the bin? What are you putting in the bin?
Can everybody please stop using the words the big dance to describe their fucking race, their game race?
Hang on. We're going to have to start making a list, a banned words list. I've got one of those for working on the radio. So
Have
we've
you?
got
What are
Bimble.
they? What, this is a band from the radio. Bimble.
Not from the radio. Your banned words list. Bimble,
Oh.
wild,
Oh!
the big dance. What was the other one? Bimble, trot.
Right, what's the things that Damien says? Bimble. Just write everything. I'll put everything Damien says.
Everything Damien says,
Yeah.
brilliant. You are going to be having him as a
Lumpy.
co-host of this.
Lumpy.
Lumpy.
Picking it up.
Yes, Lumpy.
The big dance.
Yeah.
Wild.
Wild.
Basically, don't talk to me. No one should talk to me.
Oh,
I'm just like, where's this come from? Where has this come from? Who started
it's
it?
been around for ages. I don't know. Nobody will know.
Why is, what's it got to do with
I
dancing?
reckon if I go back to like probably Berlin Marathon circa 2018, I probably put time for the big dance on my Instagram. She's exploded. Everything's gone
Just looking
everywhere. Her
it
brain's
up.
gone pop.
Just the big dance, the big dance, the big dance.
What are you going to look at? What are
Who
you
says
looking
it?
up?
Big dance car wash. Big dance car wash. I don't know why these things grate me so much, but they do. And it's like one person starts saying them, and then everybody starts saying them. It's like Bimble and Lumpy and fucking wild. And then I'm like, why are you all saying this? Why? Why? What's it got to do with dancing? Imagine if you did dance. Imagine if there was a dance at the top. I
Maybe
just.
it's like, oh, I don't know, maybe it's like the big dance. I don't know.
Well, I hate it.
It's like
No.
dancing your way round the
So obviously, for people that have never actually done an ultra or a mountain event, they always use it on mountains, don't they? It's bandied about a lot around the Grand Tour of Snowdonia or whatever it's called. And I don't like it. I think it should get in the bin. Another good piece of Partridge content. What words don't you like?
I
What words should be banned? What are you doing? You're looking up why do people say the big dance?
I'm looking up all of my races. I'm pretty sure there was something. It must have been like going into Berlin Marathon or something, where I've put time for the big dance.
Well,
Anyway,
I'm saying
anyway.
get in the bin, the bin. Big dance.
Okay, this bin is very full these
I know.
days. Are
And the
you
thing
going to
is,
empty the bin?
the bin's going to go out. The bin is going out, and the bin is probably not going to come back until you come back from maternity. We're putting it out
Okay.
to pasture so that it
Yeah.
can, we need it to be disinfected because it's disgusting.
It does need a good clean.
Yeah, it's got maggots at
Need
the
a
bottom of
good
it.
clean.
And then we're going to have a few other features, which brings me swiftly on to this voice note from our first, I was going to call him Happy Uncle.
Hi guys, this is Paul Orban, the much over-mentioned race director of Big Bear Events, and I also pop up at Centurion Events quite a bit and race director there as well. Really, really looking forward to doing some co-hosting with Ali on the pod while Anna is away having a baby, and also it'd be quite nice to have my surname pronounced correctly. That might be the first lesson on the first pod. If you've got any questions around races, race directing, Biscoff, please send them in to ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Ali's asked for the title of Ask Uncle Paul. I'll also be using this opportunity to be on the pod as a kick up the ass to actually get out and do some running myself. I've slacked off a lot since COVID, which was a long time ago. So I've slacked off for a very long time. So it should be good to chat to you all and get myself out running. So speak to you soon.
When you sent it to me, I can't, it just, how have we pronounced his surname wrong all this time? I can't wait to listen to the first episode where he is guest host to find out how the fuck to say his
I
name.
didn't even know that he was Italian. So I'm calling him Albini now.
I wondered whether maybe it was a silent L and maybe it's a bon.
Bon.
Pull a
Et
bon.
bon. Or maybe it's not an L, it's an I. AI Bon. Maybe he's an AI man. I Bon.
Ibon.
I like that. Paul I Bon. Paul I Bon. Paul Albon, obviously, ding, 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 etc., is the man who is in charge of Big Bear Events, but he's also the man that's in charge of the car park at Centurion Events, according to some other people. Did I tell you that one of my clients said that to me? They thought that he was in charge of
Yes.
the car park at Centurion Events. I'm
Yeah,
like, he's one of the
the
race
car park and car.
directors at Centurion Events. Car park Paul.
Car park, Paul.
So Paul's going to be joining us. Well,
Yeah.
basically, we've got four people, and they're on a rotation. Because
Yeah.
nobody will put up with me for every week apart from you, because
I
I'm
know.
impatient and loving. So they're on rotation, and Paul is going to be on rotation. And we need you, listener, to send in some questions about anything you want, and Uncle Paul will answer them, even if you've got personal problems. So to answer those two.
Some background about Paul. He's got twin children. So if you have any children issues,
Give them
he
to
can
him.
help
He likes
with that.
collecting children.
Yeah, give
Hobbies
them
include collecting pairs of children.
to him. Yeah. Oh,
What
God.
else?
Right.
What else about Paul? Is that it? Is that his defining feature? He's got two
I
children
know where
hanging off his teats. Has
I know where he lives.
he got any
He lives in the
house?
same town as me. Yeah, he's got a new house.
Cool.
He moved, well, a few months ago, but yeah, he lives near me. And he also mentioned that he'd like not really done much running since COVID. Not technically true. He did
He did a marathon in a pair of North Face shorts.
I want to say Trans Gran Canaria.
A bit of it, yeah, half, I think, or like the
The
marathon,
half with
maybe the
no
marathon,
training.
yeah.
And he also took me on a run through some like absolute disgusting sewage sludge
Don't
because
talk about Big Bear events like that.
he hadn't recce the route. So that was a fun
He pays to
catch
join your London to rugby.
He did. When you say paced,
He took
we
us
weren't
the
going
wrong
at much
way.
pace.
He took us the wrong way. Do you remember? He took us into a cul-de-sac of death, of like cul-de-sac of water, a watery death cul-de-sac.
Oh God. And I was begging him at that point, just before that point, to find me a shortcut because I was like, I need to get off this canal. And he was like, cool, do you want to run along the A5? I was like, no. He was like, then you have to stay on the canal. Oh God. But he, I think he, didn't he rock up with coffees and
Yeah, he did.
donuts?
He's an absolute dude. He's very
Yeah, he
funny and he
is.
does know. And like, if you go, you know, there might be people interested in race directs, there might be people interested in doing their first race, there might be people interested in doing their first ultra on like how the
Yeah.
stuff works. Please do, especially racing, because he does work with Centurion as well. So, and sometimes you get people that moan about the cost of races and stuff like that. If you want to know what it takes to put a race on, send an email to ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com with Dear Uncle Paul in the title, because we need to see, I need you to put the title of the person that you want to ask in the email, or else I won't know whose question is for
Yeah.
who, which might be quite funny, but might not. Yeah, ask, send us voice notes, send us questions. It's going to be great. Also, I am going to set Paul, oh, we're going to have challenge Paul because he's on once a month. I'm actually going to set him some running to do as a coach.
Good. Yeah, coach him.
Get him to sort
Get
his
him
shit
out.
out, put his
Yeah,
finger out
get
his
him
bottom,
sorted.
sort him out. I'm going to do the same for this next caller.
Hello, listener. My name's Uncle Damo. I'm going to be co-presenting on the pod soon on the days that Holly Staples can't do it. I am so semi-excited. It's going to be fun. We're going to have things like Hall of Shame, Hall of Fame, and looks at notes, some other things. If you have any questions, I might answer them. Please email them to ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Brill. Thanks.
So that was creepy,
Hang
wasn't
on,
it?
he's just, well, yeah, he's just called himself uncle as well. And I just find it really weird that it's double uncle because now I'm just like, right, well, Paul is the fun uncle that dances in the corner at weddings drunk. Damo is
He's
the.
the embittered, sad uncle that hides in the shed at the back of the garden, trying to get you to go
Yeah.
in there, not for a bad reason, just to, so he can tell you about when he used to be good at running.
No, I'm only joking. I am really looking forward to listening to Damo's episode as well.
Damien Hall is one of the greatest endurance runners this country has ever, no, the world has ever produced. We are so lucky to have him on the show. I'm not going to say anything else because his head will get so big that the reason that he can only grow hair in the middle of his head is because
The ferret won't sit on there
his head's
anymore.
too big. So the rest of the hair can't grow because the head's too big because he's got such a massive ego. So, but we are very lucky to have Damien and we are,
We
and
are.
he's a very nice man most of the time. So if you've got questions for Damien about coaching, long distance running, being a vegan, being green, because we are going to talk a lot about the environment and we're going to try and open up the conversation as opposed to call people out because that's bad. Then send them to Dear Uncle Damien at ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Or send us a voice note, ask him a question with your voice. He'd like that. Make him feel like he was
Yeah.
wanted.
Yeah.
That's going to be good, isn't it? We've got
I
some
love it.
great features as well based around the word hall. Things like
Yes, Hall of
Hall
Fame
of
and
Fame,
Hall of
Hall
Shame.
of Shame, Hall or Nothing. They think it's Hall Over.
What about, oh no, I
In
was
it for
going to
the
say
long haul.
you could do some sort of like like all those TikTok influencers when they do like a Primark haul, but that's not very green, is
What's a
it?
Primark haul? Oh no, we're not doing that. Hey, I know what we could do.
You know, when
Rubbish
they go and
hauls.
like buy
We could do rubbish
rubbish hauls.
hauls. Yeah.
Yeah, you can all go out and pick some litter and then you can share your rubbish hauls with
I've
us.
had this
I like
great
that.
idea for a race, right? That Damien puts on
Yeah.
called Damien's Big Bin Ball. Bin Ball. And
Oh.
we all take bags and we collect
Yeah.
rubbish. And
And
the
the winner is not the first over the line, it's the one who collects the most
Yes.
rubbish.
And when what you do at the end is we get a great big bin. You know those ones from the 80s that's a big round circular bin, like an
Yeah.
aluminium one on wheels. We put
Yeah.
Damien Hall in the middle of it, pour all the rubbish on top of it. And then we take some pictures. I think
Brilliant. Sounds great.
it sounds
I
so
think
good.
people would go for that.
Me too. And then we bang it with cricket bats until he can't cope anymore. Right, so what's next?
I just want to chat a little bit about the playlist dead quick.
Oh, hang on, we have got two other people, but we're gonna find out who they are next week.
Next week. Although Uncle De well, you've already announced it, one, and two, Uncle Damo did mention the
One of
one of the
them,
other ones
yeah.
in his.
And he's right.
Anyway, anyway. Playlist wise, I just want to quickly mention this. Have you come across on Facebook the Dull Men's Club?
I love the Dull Men's Club.
Me too. The Dull Men's Club is a Facebook group for dull men and women, and they post just dull things that they put people have come across in their
But
days.
very funny, the dull things.
Very funny. Now imagine my excitement when I saw a post come up in the Dull Men's Club relating to running and music.
What do you think the ultimate Dull Men's Club band is?
Band.
Yeah, so for the Dull Men's Club, if there was a band, what do you think it would be?
Yeah. Squade.
I think, what? No fucking way. Suede are an incredible band.
So dull.
Have you ever seen them live?
I used to pretend to like them because a boy liked them and I thought that he'd like me if I liked
Did
them.
he?
No.
Oh. I'm obsessed with Suede. I'm obsessed with them.
Terrible taste, clearly.
Wow. Can't believe you said that. I'd say athlete. Athlete.
Athlete's a
Yeah.
good
Or
one.
Snow
Athlete's a
Patrol.
good one. Or Semisonic.
Semisonic wrote a song about vaginas. So.
All just middle of the road, aren't they?
Yeah.
So this post came with a picture. I'll describe the picture to you in a minute. But it says, during my roadside strim, I found this discarded. And this is a CD. Sat on some grass.
I love a discarded CD.
The CD is called 101 Running Songs, Lap 2, CD 1. So,
Lap two.
yeah, which means this must be a second volume of 101 Running Songs.
Yeah.
The writer then goes on to say, I first found myself wondering whether it had been thrown from a car or a disgruntled runner with a CD Walkman. Because isn't it weird to have 101 running songs on a CD? Because do you not remember those CD Walkmans that every time, if you listen to them when you're in the car, like I used to listen to them on, like when, if mum was driving us to like France or whatever, and I didn't want to listen to her music, I'd sit in the back with
Someone
mine on.
was driving these fuss to leave you there.
No, for holiday. And we'd go over like a pothole or a speed bump and it would jump. So I can't imagine carrying a CD Walkman whilst running.
Never thought of that. 101 running songs on CD is not going to work. Especially for
No.
trail running. Maybe for fast road running, it'll be okay. You're like slick.
Or treadmill. But
Yeah,
even then, the
or
treadmill's
if
like,
you had it
whoa,
on in
whoa,
the
whoa, whoa, whoa.
gym, you could put it onto the gym, couldn't you? Like someone could put it
Yeah,
on CD
yeah.
there in the gym. Yeah.
So anyway, this writer continues. I've subsequently found myself considering what tracks are on it, but rather than imminently Google it, I listed 20 tracks that I thought it could be, and jackpot, 16 out of the 20 were on it.
What a fun
I can't tell
game.
you how happy I am. Please feel free to try and replicate.
What a fun game.
Yeah. So, 101 running songs, lap two. Ali, give me your best guess.
Oh, hang on a minute. What year? Come on, that's not fair. It's a CD. So, okay. Let's Dance by David Bowie because of the big dance.
Okay. No. Do
Jump, Crisscross.
you want me to tell you what year it was?
Yeah.
2010.
Oh, it's definitely got that running, running, running song on by that silly monkey. You know, that woman. Emily
Emily
Sandé.
Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that Emily Sunday?
Yeah. And with and someone else.
No, it's not on there.
Okay. Calvin Harris. All of the songs.
There is a Calvin Harris ready for the weekend.
Perfect.
Oh,
Ooh,
I
I
put on
put my
my
spirit
running
and
shoes.
I'm ready for the weekend. What else? 2010. Oh, it's a. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. It's too hard for me to do this.
Iggy Pop's on there.
Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop. Iggy
Iggy
Pop.
Pop, the passenger
That's
is on
not a
there.
running song. Actually, maybe it is.
No.
Are you trying to put these on the playlist? Is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe we should take some inspiration.
Ooh, and I
Kenny,
met you, and I'm ready for
and
the
I'm ready
weekend.
for the weekend. It's ooh, I'll put on my shoes, as in put on my trainers, as in put on my running
Is
shoes. I
it?
like it. Yeah. Okay, go. Here It Goes Again is on there. That's the one with the
No.
treadmills, isn't it?
Yes.
Also, Kenny Loggins, Highway to the Danger Zone's on there. Now, we sang this on the pod a couple of weeks ago, and we actually got a request from Tight Trousers Martin, who I believe you met at the
I
weekend,
did. I
right?
met him. I was quite frightened
He wasn't
because
wearing tight trousers, though, was
no,
he?
and he was in disguise. And so I, when he said to me, "I'm Tight Trousers Martin," I was quite blindsided. And you can see from the
Did you
picture where
instantly look at his crotch?
he said something about a flapping cod piece, and I was like, "Okay, do you want to leave now?" Because it was quite frightening. I was quite scared, quite afraid, scared of what he might do. He was
God.
very well behaved, though. He just asked for a signed picture of the book, and then he grabbed hold of me in a headlock and took a photo.
A signed picture of the
A
book.
signed book, sorry, not a signed picture.
Yeah, I don't actually like reading books, so here is a photo that I've taken of the book. Can you sign that,
Someone asked me for a side picture once. I was like, what? Brilliant.
Oh my God. Right. So yeah, if we could put Kenny Loggins on,
Is it not on
there was
there?
another, I don't know, there was another version of that song that Tight Trousers Martin had asked for, but it was on Instagram stories and it's long since
I
disappeared.
also put, and we built this city by Starship on because that just came up at the top. Oh my God. Hey, you know
Okay.
that the Lakeland 100 this year is the theme is Top Gun. So that Highway to the Danger Zone song is going to be played at every aid station.
Brilliant.
It's going to be amazing.
Brilliant.
What
Excellent.
else is on that CD?
Oh, okay. David Bowie, Hang On To Yourself.
No, these are, do you know what this is? These are all songs that have got a low rate of like, of money to put them on a fucking compilation.
Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian.
No. What is this?
Kylie Minogue, All the Lovers. All
We
the
know that I hate
Lovers.
Kylie
Shakira, She Wolf.
Hey, ow.
Ow!
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Nicole loves that song.
Kelly Rowland, Work.
No.
Avril Lavigne, Girlfriend. I've been listening to a lot of Avril Lavigne lately because I've been listening to the podcast about the fact that she's not with us
I
any
haven't listened to
longer.
that yet. Is that good? I've
Yeah.
been listening to a podcast called Sweet Bobby. It's mental.
What's it about?
It's about catfishing. I just like
Oh.
to, you
Oh.
know, because I just like to make sure that I never have a relationship with another person again. So I'm just listening to all these podcasts that are just get in
To
there,
put you
don't
off.
fucking trust anybody because everyone's mental. Anyway, on our podcast playlist, on our playlist, I've added
Yes.
some things, including your things.
Bon Funk MC's Freestyler.
No, that's on there already.
Please. Freestyler.
I've
Back the microphone.
added
Yeah.
Nico and Vince, am I wrong? It came on Radio 2 the other day. That one.
Yeah.
I'm
Like it.
going to say that the next time I do an ultra, I'm going to be like, is the next aid station 10 kilometers away? Or am I wrong? Thinking the next aid
Yeah.
station's 10 kilometers away. And they're going to be like, what are you doing? Anyway,
Yep.
Roses by Hazy Dixie, which is a Hazy Dixie version of Roses by Outkast. So it's a
Yeah,
different
we were talking
version.
about that last week.
One Armed
Yeah.
Scissor by At the Drive-In.
Okay.
Cara, my DJ friend, asked for that. That's a good song.
Okay.
Come to Daddy by Aphex Twin.
Yeah.
Kimbara by Barry Can't Swim. I don't know who asked for that, but I put it on there anyway. And then I've just added all of those other ones. It's actually quite good. The
Oh,
list is quite good.
that Barry Can't Swim. Somebody, oh, serious. Somebody put a story up on Instagram asking for it.
That's why I put it on there.
And, well, yeah, but what I was going to say is I had not heard that song before. And when I listened to it on that story, I was like, yes,
Yes, it's a
that is a
tune.
good
Well
one.
done, that person. Have a lollipop. Very good.
Or just listen to the playlist and you'll hear your song. Right, I've got one last little bit of correspondence to finish up with before we go.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
Right,
Go on.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. We don't go looking for content in the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System social group on Facebook. If you haven't joined it yet, go and join it because there's meetups galore happening. It's quite a lot happening
Actually
over the
meeting
summer,
up.
actually.
I haven't actually
What?
been in there for ages. I've just left the podcast to it. So what's going on
Well,
there?
there's Podcast Pets, obviously London to Brighton this weekend, so some people are meeting up there. There's also the Big Bear Cannock event on the 22nd of June. I will not be going because that is my due date. But that is also happening. So yeah, there's a few bits and bobs. However, somebody posted a video in the social group, and it sparked some debate. And so I thought we'd just quickly...
a group mass debate?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. So there's a video of a woman running down a hill towards a finish line of a running event, and she is in first place because the finish tape is still intact. And there's somebody quite hot on her heels. I don't know whether they are racing as well, but there's also the lead bike.
A motorbike.
At the side of the running path that this woman is following is a man with two small children. The man lets the two small children go as they run up to their mum, who is trying to finish the race before she's got to the finish tape. And she sort of ushers them to the side as if to be like, let me just finish this race first and then I'll come and see you. And also get out of the way of the motorbike.
Get out of the way of the motorbike that's going at probably 10 miles an hour.
But still.
Yeah, but still, it's going to kill you. It's massive.
Yeah. And someone's posted the video and said, this is almost as bad as a finish line proposal. I'm going to say it's arguably worse.
Because yeah, that's kind of a finish line death, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, like, at least with a finish line proposal, usually they fucking finished.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, this woman hasn't finished. If Neil did this with my daughter, I don't think we'd stay together.
Well, what if we pushed the buggy with the baby in it towards you?
We'd have to finish it with the buggy.
Awful. I like the way the woman is like, she like pushes her own children away. It's amazing. I love it. But she looks really fucked off at the end, doesn't she?
Well, and I'm not surprised. I'd be seething because those poor children are probably like not really understanding why mummy doesn't want to give them a cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad should know better because that really is just completely wrecked.
Maybe there should be a Netflix documentary made out of this. And maybe he was trying to kill kids.
Oh, God. He watched too many Netflix documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a comment on it from Helen, who I asked if she minded if I read this out, and she said no. She said, not quite so dramatic, but when I did my first ever ultra a couple of years ago, it was my 40th birthday present to myself. The finish line was in a park close to where we live in Brighton. I told my partner to meet me there so the kids could see me cross the finish line. Cute. He brought them to me about a mile from the end, thinking that I'd be happy to walk with them to the end, and then wondered why I told him that I had to keep going and I'd see him where we originally planned. The kids missed my big finish, which I was gutted about, as I'd especially wanted my daughter to see her mum complete 57 kilometres. And I had to explain to my partner why doing that had not been one of his better ideas, especially as he'd assumed that I would be happy to see them all so close to the end. I feel really selfish when I put it in writing, but it was something that I was doing just for me and to raise some money for a local wildlife trust. And having them interrupt my concentration was just not like what I wanted. I don't think that was selfish at all, by the way.
No, I think they should like kind of ban that sort of behaviour and be like,
yeah,
it's just fucking horrendous.
You see lots of people like giving, you see lots of like partners giving their children to people to like run over the line with and stuff, don't you? Mm. At some events and stuff.
But like, you wouldn't set a dog onto that course, would you? Like, I know people have their dogs come to meet them, but like, you'd be like, oh, there's a motorbike, other runners. If your dog's coming to meet you, it's after someone's gone over the line, isn't it? It's in like a controlled tunnel. So why would you do it with a kid?
Yeah.
It's mad.
Yeah. So if you're thinking of doing that, guys, or maybe you need to warn your partners not to do it to you, then just a little public service announcement there.
I've got a couple of quick ones before we go. Very quick.
Okay.
One, Claire on Instagram. It was early in the morning. She was sat at the edge of her bed. She was lubing. She had the sex lube out. She was lubing up her feet. And her husband awoke and turned over. And all he could see was her sat at the edge of the bed with the sex lube in her hand.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did he think it was his lucky day?
Yeah.
Oh.
She said he was extremely disappointed. So if you're going to do that, ladies and gents, please do it in the safety of the bathroom, just in case the man or woman in your life gets any ideas. Second,
amazing.
Pig acrobats on Instagram.
Pig acrobats.
Hanny and Anna, I just want to send some feedback on today's episode, specifically weird noises inserted into said episode. So I don't know if you've noticed, but Julius, I'll say Uncle Julius, he's not another uncle. Cousin,
no.
Creepy cousin Julius, the producer, has been inserting some things into the pod.
Excuse me?
Pig Acrobats says, I was out on my run this morning, merrily trotting along a bridleway, on my feet, not on a horse, enjoying the sunshine and you two chatting away in my ears, when you go and play the noise of a fucking bin lorry. I shit myself, jumped a good few inches in the air and nearly tripped over. Took me a couple of minutes to calm down. Then I had a little chuckle that I actually thought there was a bin lorry behind me. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway, love the pod and the playlist, apart from those god-awful show tunes. Thanks, Pig Acrobats. We love you.
Hey. I also shat myself the first time I heard the Paul album bell.
It's quite aggressive, isn't it, the Paul album bell?
It is very aggressive. It's a little bit Christmassy as well. But yeah, I was like, whoa, what's that noise? I was like, oh, it's the Paul album bell.
It's very Christmassy. And the thing is, it can be really annoying when Paul Alban or Paul Albini or Paul Albon is going Albon. To Abel, is going to be presenting, because every time he talks, the bell's going to ring. So it's going to be very annoying. Also,
how the fuck do you pronounce his surname? Albon. Alban.
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 Dr. Alban. It's my life. Dr. Alban, what a banger. Might put that on.
Do.
Today, everybody, is the day that Dean, as we listen to this, is currently running from London to Brighton.
Yep.
So for the rest of the day, get on your dot watches. I'll be down at the race course in my outfit, which is TBC. And we will all be winning Dean on. So good luck, Dean, today. Good luck. Anyone else that is racing today, you are incredible. And which is the same as incredible, but said in the same way that Paul Albon likes to say his name. Then we will have a full, next week's episode is a full podcast pet debrief.
And just as a little treat before that, I've got you a little special tasty nugget surprise because it's bank holiday. Yeah.
Another bank holiday.
I've done some work. I've done some actual work, Ali.
Have you done a thing? That's another thing people are saying. I've done a thing.
I've done a thing. I had a really nice chat with Jimmy Watkins, who is a co-founder of Running Punks. He's also incredibly funny and a rock and roll musician. So he was perfect to get on the pod. And that episode will drop tomorrow if you're listening to this episode on Saturday when it's released. So you get an extra, read all about it episode for your long runs this weekend. You lucky.
I had a bit of access to that podcast before it was live, and I have to say I was laughing my tits off. It's very funny,
and
isn't
that's
he?
Because he's funny. I'm not funny, he's but funny. He's very funny.
You were quite, I thought you were quite like, quite sort of coquettish. You were quite like, oh, Jimmy. You quite like a bit of Jimmy.
Like flirty.
Yeah, a little bit like, oh, Jimmy, you are funny. Oh, Jimmy, go on. Sing me a song, Jimmy. Get me in your altitude pen, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, that's actually quite funny.
That is very funny.
Right, and on that note, have a wonderful week, and I will catch you for this debrief next week. Gang.
Dean, don't you dare stop.
Don't fuck it up.
Okay.
Don't fuck it up.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System, sponsored by Innovate. You know how much we love you. We love you a lot. We'd love you even more if you hopped onto the old socials and dropped us a follow. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Ultrasound System and we'll pop up. Or you can email us at ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Drop us a DM, a VM, whatever you fancy. Let us know your stories, because without you, we would have absolutely nothing to talk about. And if you've got the time, don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you get your pods on. It helps with discovery. Ooh, discovery. Okay, that's it. We love you. Till next week. Bye-bye.